Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so excited to have a gentleman who I had the privilege of getting to meet at CPAC in Dallas joins us. And He's fighting just an incredible battle on behalf of his district, the 43rd Congressional District in my home state where I was born and raised. I live in Texas now, but it is a state that I was born and raised in, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the program Joe Collins. Joe, welcome. Good to have you, sir. Thanks for being here.
No, absolutely, Pastor Greg. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, you talk a lot, and I love again your opening on your website, and I encourage all of my audience to go to joecollinsforcongress.com, joecollinsforcongress.com, and watch his conversation that he'll have with you about what's happening in the neighborhood that he grew up in. I did a lot of ministry in South Modesto when I lived in Modesto, out on what we used to call Southside, and saw a lot of the stuff that you're talking about in this video there. Joe, talk to me about your district, and talk to me about some of the unique things that your district is facing and that you'd like to see changed in for those people.
Well, I'm in California's 43rd district currently. We know that redistricting is coming up, so it will end up changing the way the district outline is. Right now we have half of Inglewood, South LA, the Westmont, West Athens area, Hawthorne, Gardena. We have half of Torrance, West Carson, the airport area, which is the Westchester area, Lawndale, and Lomita. And I think one of the biggest issues that we have right now, one of the biggest challenges, which is common to every single city that's ran by Democrats, is the lack of quality jobs. We have, I cannot stress this enough. The people in my community don't have quality jobs. You know, the cost of living, especially in California, is rising. We have increased homelessness, gang violence, domestic violence. And I think the majority of the issue comes from people struggling to take care of their families.
Sure.
And so one thing that I want to see happen is I want more quality jobs coming back to our community.
You know, I talked to Dr. Ben Carson on Friday, and one of the things that we discussed was, you know, under the previous administration, the opportunity zones, you know, the mm-hmm. you know, going in and encouraging private money, private business to invest in neighborhoods like what you're talking about. And he was talking about, and I wish I could remember now the specific location, and I apologize, Joe, but there was a particular area where, you know, where they were rehabilitating guys that were coming out of prison. And one of the things that they were doing was is that they got some employers to agree to go in and start meeting with these young people and start sharing with, you know, sharing and getting training in place. And then when they came out, they gave them a job. And my co-host on the program, Don Jans, had asked Dr. Carson, he said, well, what, you know, what can we do to change attitudes, you know, to change how they might be, you know, this, that, and the other. And Dr. Carson said, look, it's not about attitudes. It's about opportunities. Attitudes change with opportunities. We didn't have to do, we didn't have to re-educate anybody. We just simply had to say, hey, here's an opportunity to work and get a job. And they got a job and they started working. And once that all started, everything else about everything else they'd been involved in, they didn't want to do any of that anymore. They didn't want to be engaged in that because they had a choice. It makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. And I think with CityVision, especially with people, with young people coming out of the prison system, is absolutely important. And I think that, you know, once you pay your debt to society for whatever it is that you did to get there, you should be afforded an opportunity to live as an American and do what it takes to live your version of the American dream. And it comes absolutely with opportunity. But I think that we have to start providing opportunities before people even enter into the life of crime and that prison system pipeline, because it's like a circle. It keeps coming back around, especially if that opportunity doesn't, you know, present itself for you to be able to take it and do something different with your life.
No, I remember, you know, ministering at you know, at some of the shelters and even, you know, going in and getting a chance to minister. My Holy Hip Hop show reached a lot of the, you know, penitentiaries and areas and what have you. And we do that now. This program in South Texas actually gets into a number of the penitentiaries that are down in South Texas. And I get letters from those guys. You know, I get correspondence from them. And a number of them have given their lives to Christ as a result of the program. And I'm honored by that. I'm grateful for that. But exactly what you said about, you know, it becomes a cycle. And you know, part of breaking that cycle is creating opportunities before the cycle takes hold, before that even becomes a thing. We've got to start, you know, I mean, part of it too, though, Joe, is getting rid of the bad elements that are, you know, inhibiting the businesses in that area that are some of which are already there from being able to create those opportunities.
Yeah, that's true as well. But that's going to come with us being able to engage people in these communities on a level that they can understand, you know, and start trying to push talking points on people who just need to get their rent paid or just need to, you know, get daycare paid or just struggling to find opportunities. And until we become sympathetic towards the issues of the people who live in these communities, you know, ourselves are going to be facing the same cycle of complaining about the things that go on in an inner city without being a product of the solution.
So it's a fine line then, really, Joe, between, you know, I mean, when as a preacher, you know, if I don't address sin and I simply say God killed his son because he loves you, I've got five kids. Joe, I love you, man, but I'm not going to kill any of my kids to try to make you think that I love you. Okay. however, you know, so we have to address, you know, the issue of what's wrong. We have to call out, you know, bad behavior. But I hear what you're saying. It then it becomes a situation where there's a sensitivity to the idea that because I call out bad behavior, you know, that it's calling everybody, I don't know, somehow connected to that bad behavior. I mean, scripture says that all have sinned, right? So it doesn't matter if you're red, brown, yellow, black, or white. Every person has a sin issue until they're encountered by Christ. That's the gospel I read. But I hear what you're saying. There's a sensitivity to the idea then, well, okay, wait a minute. Now, are you saying that, you know, everybody who lives in my neighborhood is bad because we have this one, you know, this group, this bad gang, this whatever that's going on? That's the fine line. That's where we've got to somehow break through that barrier, address where the real issue is, and get past it being, I don't know, what, community connected?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be something, and something extremely major. You know, it's gonna be necessary, especially when we talk about changing the mindset of people who are conditioned to believe a certain thing for so long.
Right. On all sides of the equation, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, because it's you know. But don't you think that part of this, too, is the responsibility of, you know, educators, as an example, that I think, you know, indoctrinate? I mean, like, for example, there's been a lot of pushback about the issue of CRT because, and I've watched school board meetings and listened to black parents expressing as much concern as white parents about it. Because, again, it's the idea of, oh, now we're going to look at the color of somebody's skin and we're going to say, okay, that means there must be hate there because of the color of skin. It's we've got to stop that process.
yeah, you know, but we can't just go directly to the educators, right? We got to go past that. We have to start looking at the unions. We have to start looking at the school boards. We got to start looking at the local governments that are allowing issues like this to take place. I mean, you can't tell somebody through CRT that because of their skin color that they're less of a person, more of a person than somebody else is, without understanding if that school system is failing because of lack of resources from the school boards. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a deeper issue, even when it comes to critical race theory. And, you know, I sat on a board of 27 for Orange County Board of Education to listen to scholars talk about critical race theory and its origins, and it's kind of crazy the way this whole thing plays out. And it seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it's another way to keep people dependent on the government. Mm-hmm. It tells people of color, like, you can never be greater than where you are right now because of something white people did in the past, and so you have to rely on the government. And it tells white people that because of your ancestors, you can't continue to progress on a level faster than everybody else, so you need to depend on the government. That's what it sounds like to me, you know, when it's all
control.
Said and done. And I think
right.
That's
right. It's exactly. It's and I think, thank you. Because I think you cut to the heart of it right there, Joe. What we have to understand, and I wasn't, you know, I agree with you. You can't just focus on education. You've got to talk media. You've got to talk government. You've got to talk unions. There's a whole mindset that is all about trying to control us by the use of narratives that they have drilled in to our to many American psyche. That are just absolutely, that it's been kind of like the frog in the pot. It's slowly killing us off. Joe, when we get back, don't go anywhere, because when we get back, Joe, I want you to talk about how you're approaching this, because you're going to be an agent of change to fix these issues we just talked about. And I know it's not going to be like a quick magic wand, but we'll be back. Talk about it rather than this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Joe Collins. Be sure and check out the website, Joe Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, Joe Collins 4, forcongress.com. Joe Collins forcongress.com. Joe, you just said something to me that I think is so profound, and it's one of the things that I think as ministers we get asked a lot, and that is, you know, well, why doesn't God just immediately fix everything on earth? And you said, you know, if we'd been able to change the world in the last 14 minutes, you know, how many people that, you know, pray to God when things are tough, forget about him when things are good. There's so much truth in that. Oh, my gosh. So much wisdom there, Joe. So much wisdom. But we've only got about 3 minutes left here, you and I, today. Talk to me about the changes that you hope to be able to create as the congressman from this district.
Well, as a congressman for the district, the first thing I want to do is I want to be the leader that shows people how to lead and not just talk about leading. I want to be able to engage with people on a regular basis and show them the type of leader that they should be accustomed to, the same way they've been shown that living in poverty has become a norm. But, you know, aside from that, improving education is obviously one of my top goals, improving the relationship between law enforcement and the community. Infrastructure, extreme rebuilding of our district is extremely poor, and bringing back those quality jobs. I think these are the basics to having a productive society where everybody can strive for greatness. Everybody can live their best version of their American dream.
You know, opportunity. I mean, I think that's that at the end of the day, that's what all, you know, all Americans should be hoping for each other, right? Is to create, you know, the freedom from that. And what I hope we're doing here consistently is pushing back against, you know, media indoctrination, educational indoctrination, government overreach, governmental indoctrination. You talked about it. You know, both sides being pushed to believe that government is where the answer is. Folks, the answer is God, and the answer is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Inalienable rights granted to us by our Creator. And where those don't exist, we need people like Joe Collins fighting to make sure that they do. And Joe, I appreciate you, you know, picking up this challenge, because it's not just cliches and it's not just done in a speech. It's done in action.
Absolutely.
Joe, again, remind folks how they can get in touch with you and what do you need? What's the biggest thing that folks can do to help you?
You can go to my website, Joe Collins. forcongress.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at Joe E. Collins 3. And one of the biggest things that people can do is donate to our campaign, so we can continue to engage people in our communities, and also send a note so you can support us. You know, we need people to make phone calls, we need people to volunteer and get out of the streets with us.
And you know, folks, look, you know, we're gonna turn this thing around, you know, one person at a time. And I met Joe in Dallas. I've been impressed with Joe ever since I saw his first, you know, commercial where he just really kind of called out Maxine Waters for what's going on there in her district. And Joe, I'm so thankful and grateful to have you running, and I really appreciate you coming on and us having this conversation today. I think it's an important one, and one that needs to continue. So please keep up the good work, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Ward Connerly joins me on the other side right after this brief break.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.